USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. With early voting well underway, six cases of alleged voter intimidation at drop box locations in Arizona have been referred to the Justice Department, says Arizona's Secretary of State. Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone told reporters Monday they're also working with the DOJ to identify which cases qualify as voter intimidation. Since voting began, he said his team has written two criminal reports and submitted those to the county prosecutor.
It's undermining who we are as a nation, and I think that it's self-serving in many ways. And what do I see now as a sheriff of one of the biggest counties in the nation? I see that every day I'm dedicating a considerable amount of resources just to give people confidence that they can cast a vote safely, and that is absurd.
Early voting also underway in Florida. In Fort Lauderdale, voter Alicia Shakir is throwing his support behind Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings to replace Republican Senator Marco Rubio. Shakir said he's personally pro-life but does not believe in imposing his views on others, especially in the case of rape or incest.
Me, myself, I don't believe in abortion, but if it comes to incest or rape, and just like Val Demings said, you know, forcing a 10-year-old to carry a child from a rapist, that's not right. You can't do that.
The View panel erupted on Senator Ted Cruz on Monday after he confronted the hosts about election deniers and political violence on the left. The Republican was initially heckled by environmental protesters within the audience before co-host Alicia Farah Griffin grilled him about the January 6th Capitol Hill riot and whether he viewed President Biden as legitimately elected. Cruz confirmed that Biden was the president before calling out The View and the media for giving Democrats a pass for floating stolen election claims. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Tyson Foods loses a price-fixing lawsuit.
Tyson Foods will pay Washington State $10.5 million to resolve a price-fixing lawsuit over chicken. Washington AG Bob Ferguson says that since 2008, 19 broiler chicken producers coordinated price increases. Arkansas-based Tyson is the largest chicken producer in the United States. The company has agreed to produce documentation for lawsuits against 16 other chicken producers. Tyson will also conduct internal training and certify that it has corporate policies to follow state and federal antitrust laws. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
With the Indianapolis Colts' offensive woes reaching worrisome proportions, the team decided on a dramatic shift at its most important position. Indy is promoting Sam Ellinger to starting quarterback for Sunday's game against the Washington Commanders, with veteran Matt Ryan sustaining a grade 2 shoulder separation against the Tennessee Titans on Sunday, Coach Frank Reich said. Ryan won't play or practice this week because of the injury, Reich said, but he emphatically stated that the move is intended to be for the remainder of the season.
Extremely difficult decision, obviously, given the respect and admiration that we have for Matt Ryan and, you know, what he's done and what he's brought here. You know, he is a pro's pro. This guy is special, special, special.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.